Right now it's time for our Champions of Education. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization. Nordson Corporation, helping build products the world uses every day. What about the new product of ChatGPT or AI? Well, today's champion of education is Pat Coleman of the Lorain City Schools. Pat's the Executive Director of Educational Technology, and this week made a presentation to the Lorain School Board about AI and ChatGPT.
I'll start here with a quick ed tech history lesson, and Ross, this was your analogy, but it was a good one, so I'm attributing credit. In a lot of ways, it can be likened to a new and slightly improved version of a calculator. So real quick, going back to 1958, that's what a calculator looked like. Weighed about 50 pounds and was cost prohibitive, to say the least, in terms of it showing up in schools. And it was a non-entity for educators to deal with in the classroom, or maybe worry about whether kids might be using that to undermine their ability to do their times tables, that sort of thing. Fast forward about 20 years, calculators got a lot smaller, they got a lot cheaper, and we started to see them in schools. And educators started to wrestle a little bit with what that could mean and what that looks like. And there were pros and cons, there were arguments for and against. At the time, there were a team of math educators that felt like it might be something that will undermine kids' ability to, again, perform that mental math and rudimentary arithmetic. But in pretty short order, now we're fast forwarding here to 1983, which is crazy to think that's 40 years ago. That's just me. But calculators started to look like that, and they were in every school and in most secondary math classrooms. And we turned the corner. As educators, we started to realize that whereas it can provide shortcuts with respect to 43 times 62, it also can make high-level, complex, advanced mathematical concepts more accessible to a wider group of kids. And today, calculators are part of just about every high-level math class in a high school or college setting, and certainly below that as well. So calculators now look something like this. So again, that was 40 years ago. In terms of weight, it's about what your cell phone weighs. ChatGPT, and we'll talk about what that means when we use that phrase here in just a second. It's free, relatively speaking. It does mean you have to hand over your cell phone number and your email address. Some folks don't consider that free. I get that, but it doesn't cost any dollars and cents. So a lot of our kids have this on their phones and are starting to play around with it. So what does that mean? First of all, let's just talk generative AI. Okay, generative AI is really advanced technology. It's a very advanced mathematical model that will create new content. So it will create images, it can create a song, it can write a story, it can create text with very little direct human input. The only human input it needs is a prompt, is a request to produce X, Y, and Z, and then providing some clarifications around specifics with respect to what you want. So high level, you know, we can compare generative AI to something like social media. Now, the most prevalent, the most prominent form of generative AI, the kind of brand name platform, is what's called ChatGPT. So this might be kind of the Facebook or Twitter of generative AI. It is language-based generative AI, generative artificial intelligence, that basically understands how words and phrases are put together in all sorts of contexts. And it has the ability to survey an almost unquantifiable set of databases at an almost unquantifiable rate of speed, such that it can address in a pretty sophisticated way, and we'll show you in just a second, and pretty accurately, some pretty high-level prompts and requests for information. So in terms of high-level how this works, the best analogy I heard is it's very comparable to predictive text. So we all type emails, and when we get about halfway through a sentence, when we type an email, it starts asking if is this how you want to, this is the sentence you're trying to write. So it gives us three or four words. When we're going to type in a text, predictive text will ask us if this is how we want to finish that particular word based on the first couple characters and the context by which those characters are being entered. So ChatGPT just does that same thing. It just does it exceedingly faster, exceedingly better. And so, without further ado, I feel like seeing is believing with ChatGPT. So let me throw in a couple prompts just so you can see this if you haven't seen it before. I'm going to start with my daughter really got me onto this. She was a freshman last year at Ohio State, and she was struggling with, she's a math major at Ohio State and was taking her first proof space class. And again, we talked about the calculator example and kids using it for 8 times 7 or 62 times 42. And, you know, I think around our age range, when we got into college, we started to use programmable calculators to potentially solve algebraic functions. Now the stuff can solve pretty sophisticated algebraic proofs. So I'll go ahead and put that in there. And I'm not going to pretend to understand any of that. I won't put Jay on the spot. I know he's our resident mathematician. He could probably explain it better than I could. But I will say Dr. Fowler at Ohio State University signed off on this proof, and the answer to this proof being pretty impressive and pretty groundbreaking. So I put that up there to say I don't think there's a math problem we can throw out that our kids can't pretty quickly and reliably generate an answer to. And if you stop and think about that, that's really interesting. So again, we kind of face with, like, wow, almost untold computing power in terms of how it can benefit our students and how it could potentially undermine our students used the wrong way, how it can help us, how it can potentially undermine some of what we're trying to do with our kiddos done the wrong way. We have to examine where we are in this. So we are not blocking ChatGPT. I did survey 29 local technology directors. 27.6, the blue slice of the pie there. They are choosing to currently block it. We're part of the red group there, 72.4%. And so let's talk a little bit more about that. Why aren't we taking that reflexive stance of blocking the calculator in 1975 or blocking ChatGPT? Three words came to mind as I thought about this: access, ethics, and effectiveness. So first of all, in terms of access, we are a district that believes our kids deserve access to the best possible tools, the best possible resources, the best possible learning experiences, and all the information they need to potentially solve problems. I think we can all agree ChatGPT certainly represents all of that. There's some ethical implications to this, as we see, right? There's a right way and a wrong way to use this. There's a right time and a wrong time to use this type of technology. And we don't want to keep the ethical implications of something like this at an arm's length. We want to embrace this. We want to partner with our adults, partner with our families around helping our kids understand the ethical implications of using this the right way and the wrong way. And some of our kids are going to make some mistakes. Some of our kids will try to pass off bot-generated language as their essay. We want them to do that when they're here under our care, so we can support them and have those teachable moment conversations. We know when they go off to college and they try to do that, they're going to have to have already learned that lesson, because otherwise they might be coming home and, you know, suspended from school. The consequences are pretty significant. So we use this. We think this is an opportunity to help our kids learn the important ethical implications of this technology. And then lastly, this isn't a driver for us by any stretch, but effectiveness. We could block ChatGPT tomorrow and it's not going to work. The kids will have access to it. They'll be able to utilize it. There are ChatGPT is the primary one. There are hundreds of other artificially generative AI based tools that kids are getting access to. So what does this mean for us? The implications are kind of hard to wrap our heads around. Certainly we need to think in terms of assessing, revising assessments. I think this is gonna be a healthy reminder for us, a healthy reminder for schools, speaking generally. Correct answers are never as valuable as problem-solving skills. Correct answers are never as valuable as thinking skills. And this is going to help provide some shortcuts to some correct answers for kids, but it's not going to replace problem-solving skills. It's not going to replace the critical thinking that we know benefits our kids when they leave us. We are going to need to start embracing a more performance-based approach to assessment here and there. So let's value what we can see and directly observe our kids doing. Something like a conversation could be a valid form of assessment. A kid working out a problem on a whiteboard and being able to explain exactly what they're doing and why they're doing it, that's a valid form of assessment. So we need to start looking for ways in which we can embrace that. We are actively looking for tools. There are plenty of free tools, but we're kind of vetting those right now that will support plagiarism detection. So there are AI tools that will give a mathematical rating around how likely it was a 500-word essay was bot generated versus human generated. So we're looking at that. That's going to be a thing that's going to need to be on our radar. And certainly we talked about the framing and helping frame and organize our thinking. We'll continue to have lots of dialogue around how this can benefit us, how we can squeeze every bit of value possible from this tool.
That is Pat Coleman of the Lorain City Schools. He's their executive director of educational technology, giving us a little bit of a presentation of what to expect with AI and ChatGPT. Talked to the Lorain School Board earlier this week. So that's our Champions of Education today, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital self-renewing worldwide organization. Nordson Corporation helping build products the world uses every day.